project?
Well, I think the urgency has come through, and I think we've stepped up. We've been at home, which has been both a place of comfort and not for us through different times. But, you know, I think the players have played well. Lately, we've just worked a lot. We've played the right way over 60 minutes, and we played with some real sense of urgency. I think that's probably been the big difference. And Pavlik's been very good for us in games where it looks like it can get out of hand. Possibly he shuts the door and gives us a chance. So that's been a big key for us.
What's it like to have Redmond back in your locker room? It doesn't appear like he's playing tonight, but just the inspiration that it holds?
Well, I think it's unbelievable that he's back playing and got a chance to play in the American League with our farm team in St. John for a couple of games. I think that he senses he needs to get more strength, which is understandable, but it's unbelievable that in a matter of 6 weeks he's back. You know, it's really hard to fathom. I mean, when he went down, we didn't really know what would take place. We were hopeful, but not like this. And so that for us is, it's really good. And he's a really good person that's really fits in great with the players. And he hasn't been here all year with us, but he's a really good teammate, so it's an added bonus for us.
A couple more soldiers down as of Saturday, but you know, a couple new players drawing in. Is this tough at this time of year when you have three games to go?
No, not really. It's just part of the game. Everybody has it. You just deal with it, and you don't even mention it, really. It opens the door for somebody else, and that's what we deal with. So we have what we have. We'll coach what we have. So we're comfortable with the people we have.
It's do or die hockey at this point. Are these games exciting? Are they fun? What are the emotions like going into these ones?
Well, they're pretty much the same. You know, they get ramped up. You know that you can't make a mistake. So, but that's the pressure we've lived in here in these last six games, so that won't change, and it's no different here. The difference is we're now on the road, which is, the rink is a rink, so we have an urgency to win, so that's really what it comes down to, so we'll be ready to go.
Do you try to control the emotion at all, or do you just let the guys out of the gate and go?
I don't try to control positive emotion. I will get a little unnerved with negative emotion or no emotion. That kind of doesn't sit great with me.
Looks like you'll put Derek Meach in tonight. Would you make a comment on why you picked him and what his role could be?
Well, if Derek goes in, as you stated, he's a good player. He's been a good player for us. Like, it's not like he's been a guy that really merited to go out. We flipped some things around. So he's a guy has really proven that he's a good player at this level. So he would fit in, I think, without missing a beat, really. He doesn't give us the same game that Zach Bogosian would give us, but he certainly can defend, and he's got experience in the league, and that would come into it if he was the guy. Do you want me to go down the other guys in case they go in?
But I'll ask you about one. When you hope to get Redmond in, or do you look towards a date?
Well, there isn't a date at this point. You know, I think he in his own mind feels that he needs probably a little bit more time. And until he got to that point, then I would take it from there as the starting point of when that might take place. So until he feels better about that, we deal with our medical people and go from there.
You expect to have Evander Kane tonight?
Yeah, he's a player. As far as I know, I haven't checked, but we're trying to monitor how he's doing and trying to get it straight.